The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on Still Just Fishing Show. And we have Brian Dutcher here.
Morning,
from
guys.
Little hooker from the egret boat there.
It's a little hooker thing.
Yeah.
Must be. See, you should have wore your hat, too. So.
Yeah, it's horrible, ain't it?
Could have had a picture with all of us.
Yeah.
I got another one in the truck.
Yes, sir. Glad to do that.
And we got Captain Chip Wingo here.
Good morning, guys.
So, anyway, we got a little bit to talk about. And, of course, give us a call if you like. 222-8255. And, it turned winter time again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, that wind this week was just horrible, you know. And I was kind of pleasantly surprised to see how clear the creeks were yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, after all this wind, I would have thought it had been muddied up, you know, and stuff like that. But nice and clear. I mean, I dropped the total meter down. You could see the head of it just as clear as a bell.
Yeah. You know? Even with the boat traffic yesterday, it was still still staying clear. You get a big mud puff on the edges as they waked out, but
yeah,
it was beautiful. And it was that earlier this week too.
Yeah, Tuesday was real clean, real good water everywhere.
I like it like that.
Yeah,
it's getting back to where it's like, you know, I mean, usually in the wintertime like that, you have, of course, less stuff, less bacteria, stuff like that in the water and everything. So the water is clear.
Right.
And a lot of times, I mean, in the wintertime, you know, we'd see 3 foot down real good. And, you know, for other people in different areas, that might not seem like a lot.
Right.
You know,
for over here.
But for us, that's good. You know, and spotting, I mean, you easing around and trolling, you spot those sheep's head on the oyster beds, things like that. I like to spot them because they kind of turn sideways. You see them stripes real good, you know. But, you know, after all that wind, which usually laps up, you know, the waves on, I mean, I was out there. I can't remember the last day I was out there, but anyway, the wind was blowing and we had like foot and a half white caps in the creeks.
Yeah.
You know, so when it's like that, of course, the waves lapping up, like you're talking about the boat traffic even, you know, usually causes a lot of mud. But when I dropped the trolling motor down yesterday, I was pleasantly surprised, you know. I mean, that's when you can really see.
Oh, yeah.
You
know. Yeah, no, we battled the winds Thursday, me and Eddie, we fished about 12 hours Thursday, but, you know, was you out there, Vic?
No.
No, you were, Chip.
Mm-hmm. I was supposed to be, but we rescheduled it.
Yeah, but we found a couple places to get out of the wind. But I can tell you, the egret ate the river chop up, so.
That's nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, you fished a lot of miles that day.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we ran a long way.
Mm-hmm.
So we were up there and Goodby's eating Hooters at lunchtime.
Should have come by the house.
Wow.
Yeah. We were out and about for sure.
Man, all the way down there to Hooters.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Put in at Sisters, which what we have that day? Like a northwest wind. So on the way back, the wind was to our back. So it wasn't too bad on the way back.
Yeah.
Wow. That was good. Yeah, Wednesday was absolute glass in the morning. Low tide, that's when we got on those big schools of reds, and it was unbelievable. Clean water, just as slick as could be, no boat traffic. I'm looking around going, why isn't it like this more often?
Yeah. Right.
It reminds me of what it was like 15 to 20 years ago when you go out in the morning and you wouldn't see anybody, you know, and
especially all those creeks and Hannah Mills. I mean, you know, years and years ago, you know, you go up in there. I mean, you might not see a boat all day.
Yeah.
You know, but
I think most people used to be afraid to go in there. Mm-hmm. And now you have all the skinny water skiffs now, and they're pounding that area. So,
Or they just ride by and see Captain Vic's boat back there. I'm like, I might be able to get back there.
I'll never forget. I came into Clapboard Creek one time, and I don't know which creek it's called, but it's back up towards Pelotes, and I'm flying back through there trying to get in to a creek, you know, and past this little hump, And I come ripping around the corner, and I look, and there's Vic. And I just let it. I backed it all the way off and stuck the boat pretty much, and had to trim the motor up, and then slowly ease my way out. And I was like, "Sorry, Kevin." You know, because I couldn't see him because the banks are, you know, how the banks are high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, "Man." And he, you know, Captain Vic, he's like, "Hey, no problem."
Yeah.
You know, and I turned around, and eased out as quiet as I could. And I know I put a little bit of a wake towards him, but I was like, "Man," you know, because some of those spots, you know, how you come around the corner and then it's got a little hump you got to get over. And if you run through it, you can get over it. And then you can back off and get down and fish it.
Yeah.
And I was like, note to self, it's got to be a good spot right there.
That's the problem when they kind of recognize your boat. After you've had it a while,
oh yeah,
you'd be the same way too.
Yeah,
you know, when people see you somewhere, they know you're there for a reason.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but, well, it doesn't help when you have a logo plastered all over the side of your boat.
That's true,
too.
Yeah, that's
yeah. You know, you can hear them. You can hear them going down the intercoastal when you're fishing a spot. They're like, "Hey, that's a guide. We got to come back and hit this spot." And then you'll see them later sitting on it, and they're sitting right on top of where the fish are instead of where they should be. So you're like, "Oh, whatever, no big deal," you know. But I mean, it's. The funny thing about fishing here is there's a lot of people that fish the intercoastal. There's a lot of people that fish for reds and creeks.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get upset when somebody's sitting somewhere because, you know, they see you. They know you're going to – they know you're fishing for a living. So they know you're there's got to be fish there. But, you know, if we didn't have a million places to fish, we'd be in trouble. So
right. And that's the thing, you know, I moved into a place yesterday catching some trout and saw a boat that I've never seen a boat sitting in there.
And wow.
I saw a boat in there. Excuse me. And we got some, you know, a few nice trout there, but some undersized ones too. But, you know, it's like, I mean, it's going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. But best thing to do is, like, I see somebody sitting somewhere, I'll just turn and go somewhere else, you know. Of course, if you see them moving out of there or something like that, then, you know, I'll move in it because you never know how somebody's fishing.
That's true.
I mean,
you know, you don't know what they're throwing. You don't know.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. That don't deter me.
Yeah.
I come back to a spot or something and, you know, I'm going to go right behind them, you know, especially if it's somewhere in the river. They might make a run and get 500,000 yards down the river, and I'll tuck in behind that and throw up right behind them. Maybe catch a fish.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's possible because, like I say, you don't know what they're throwing or how they're fishing it or, you know, different ways like that. But, you know, it's pretty neat how we have such a vast majority. I was talking to Bob McNally yesterday, and we have such a great fishery here. I mean, it's just a vast amount of water.
Yep.
And then if you want to go freshwater fishing, you just go south of downtown.
Yep.
You want to go offshore, it's easy to go offshore here, you know. The wind ain't blowing. But, but I mean, you know, then you have so many estuaries here, and we have so many more here than they do like around St. Augustine area and stuff like that. You know, I mean, they have a lot of creeks down there, but we have a whole bunch of creeks here.
Yeah.
And
well, think about it. You can start at Goodby's.
Right.
You know, because I live right over there. I like to fish there. I grew up kind of fishing that area. I grew up at the Club Continental. And, you know, I can fish that whole area. Next day, you can run Fernandina. Then you can come back. You can hit all the Sisters Creek area. Then you can go hit, you know, Clapboard, Browns. You know, then you come up the ditch towards Beach Boulevard. You can fish that whole area for 2 days. There's a lot of area there. Turn around and go down to the valley.
Oh, yeah.
Head south. And, you know, there's just – and. There's fish everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because Wednesday, I could not believe the amount of redfish we saw. And I mean, big, beautiful redfish. And that tells us right there that, you know, our fishery's healthy.
Yeah, I think it is.
You know, I think these fish, remember last year when they disappeared on us and, you know, they kind of went up the river? Yeah, this year I think they're right where they need to be.
Well, we had such a drought in the springtime. You know, they were catching them in Crescent Lake and places like that. I mean, it was really kind of crazy as well.
Right.
And they catch them here and there, way up there. But, I mean, there was one day this guy sent me a picture. They caught 21 keeper reds in Crescent, Crescent Lake.
You know? That's awesome.
And, I mean, that shows you how much that salt water had went up there. Well, I know at one point Dr. Quentin White said down there at JU, behind JU in the river, it was the same salinity as it was at the tip of the South Jetty.
Wow.
So, you know. Anyway, 222-8255. We'll be right back.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Benelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits, and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
I see that they're having the third annual Roadhaver Boys Ranch Benefit Bass Tournament in Palatka at the Palatka City Docks, and that's today. Did not realize that was today already, but it is.
Should be perfect weather for that tournament.
Yeah, my buddy Matt Rittman's fishing it. I talked to him this morning. Yep.
$7,500 guaranteed payback to first place.
Yep. There's going to be some big bags in that tournament.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're launching out of Palatka City Docks.
Yep. $3,000 guaranteed second place, $1,500 third place, $1,000 guaranteed paycheck for big bass of the tournament, and $500 guaranteed paycheck for second big bass of the tournament. So 80% payback in one. In every seven boats, so that's pretty good.
Wonder how many boats are fishing that tournament.
I don't know. It's a good turnout. You know, there's some sacks. He posted some pictures up. Pretty much, I think his whole group were like top seven last year. Had some sacks last year for sure. But I think it's been a little bit tougher. I don't know. With this cold and everything, because right now is like bedding season. I'm not no bass master, so Matt might kill me for me talking a little bit about it. But I know they've been struggling a little bit with the bedding season with this, you know, warms up, and then now all of a sudden we got winter again.
Yeah.
So they push off a little bit. So when these water temperatures start, you know, coming back up, getting a little bit warmer, they'll probably start, you know, pushing up towards the beds. So if I had to guess, it being pretty cold today, I don't think there'd be a lot of sight fishing going on. So,
We used to catch the big ones in January.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the bigger fish would get up, but not to interrupt you, but when they get off, you were talking about them moving back off, mm-hmm. they'll stage in that like 4 to 5 mm-hmm. to 6 feet of water.
Right.
I bet those boys have some huge fish today.
Yeah.
I love bass fishing. I still like it.
I used to love it. Yeah, no, I remember Jim Hammond and I would go over to Benville to do his TV show over there, Benville Plantation, and bass fish over there in some of those lakes, you know.
That's cheating.
Yeah.
There's so many big bass in there. It's like.
Hey, we went one time to the Oceanway Pond right there by the Winn-Dixie and all that, you know, and Of course, you can't have a motor in there. So we had a trolling motor in there, and he had a little old tiny Carolina skiff. So we went there and launched it and filmed a show in there.
Heck yeah.
And it was funny because I told him I was going to bring some mud minnows. And he said, mud minnows? I'm like, yeah. And all the bass we caught was on mud minnows except one.
Yeah.
I think anything will eat a mud minnow.
I do, too. Yeah, and they stay live pretty good in that fresh water for a while, you know?
Yeah.
So that was funny. He was in there using mud minnows in bass fishing there, but it worked.
I had to pick through the ones I had in the bucket the other day because some of them were so big. They're as big as mullet.
Wow.
You know, you're like, and, you know, you get down to those and you got to use them anyway, and they were getting hammered too. You watch a little rat red eat a big, huge mud minnow, and you're like, what the? You know.
That's what's so bad too is when you sort of less, more or less waste a big mud minnow on
right,
rat red.
Right, yeah.
And then you have something like yesterday we left the creeks and went out and started sheephead fishing. First drop was a 30-inch redfish on a little fiddler.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm elephants like, eat peanuts.
When that thing took off, I was like, that's not sheephead.
If it is, we better get the net quick.
Yeah, because I had to keep taking my hand and kind of pushing the line out away from the boat. He was going under the boat. Of course, you got those little screw heads.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, on your rub rail there. And I was so afraid it was going to cut that line, you know. Mm-hmm. But we got him up there. Got pictures of him, so that was good.
Seems like every time somebody has one hooked up and it runs behind my boat, doesn't get hooked on the motor, doesn't get hooked on the power pole, it gets on the push pole. And then as it goes, it'll turn up and run up the push pole, and then it gets on the push pole holder.
Oh, wow.
And you're just like running, scrambling, trying to get it off, and they're trying to horse it. You're like, wait.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than pink.
Yeah, I know it, man. When you got a good fish on and that line just, you know, they get underneath the motor or transducers on the boat, whatever, you know. Yeah, I had to glue my transducer back on, broke it off with a crab trap about a week and a half ago. But, you know, I use that special super glue that's for plastic that you put the, I don't know, you rub the, what do you call it? Little stuff on it and then let it dry and then you put the glue on it, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, seems to be holding it good. But that just broke my heart.
They put
I was watching a redfish. The bad thing about it, I was watching redfish and was trying to ease over there with the trolling motor, you know. And the way the current took the boat around, and I went past this crab trap float, and of course then I heard it. And I was like, oh no. So when I got anchored up there, I reached back there, and sure enough, it was dangling. But it happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you got new electronics on yours, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Got it done yesterday. I put a 12-inch Simrad at the helm. I got something special coming.
Sorry about that.
Probably about in a week and a half, I'm going to add to it, but kind of just letting it be until I get it done.
I like that idea. Did you get the side scan on that?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's the unit I want on my boat.
Right, yeah.
So I wanted to be able to pull up to some areas that I like to fish and look. It's amazing how what you can see.
Especially with them units. You know, I was taught a lot of the bass guys use the Hummingbird. And I was just doing a bunch of research. But that total scan transducer, it's with that Simrad, man. You can see a Volkswagen beetle bug down the bottom, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just such detail of, you know, what's there.
Well, a bigger screen helps a whole lot.
Right, yes, sir. Yeah.
Especially when you get old.
Yeah. Well, that last one I put on my Carolina skiff, I mean, it was, you know, it was the most expensive depth finder I put on. It was $1,700.
Wow.
But it had the 3D and, of course, the side scan and all that stuff. But, I mean, that thing was great.
Yeah,
I came real close to taking it off when I got this other boat.
Right.
But I just let it go with the boat, but I don't think the guys ever even used it. I'm like, golly, you know, $1,700 depth finder and
gone.
He don't even turn it on. You know,
I went out with a friend of mine who has a side scan, and when it sold me, it was when we pulled up to docks.
Yeah,
and he would pull up, and I'd grab a ride and go, hold on a minute. I'm like, what? He's like, I go, this dock usually holds fish. and he just eased by the dock and looking at the, and he's like, there's no fish on this dock.
The pilings and all that.
Get to the next dock, and he goes, they're here on this dock.
Yeah.
And you can see him, and I'm like, nice.
Yeah.
So, it you know, as a guide, that's awesome because you can pull up on those docks, and all right, there's fish here, and you don't have to waste the time. You know, and then even in the river.
Bite.
Yeah, if they bite.
Right, right.
Yeah. But, you know, if you take C4 and you roll it out and you flatten the tail. And,
yeah, there you go. Let's get Bill over here. Morning, Bill.
Hey, Captain Vic. Hey, on my way down there to Daytona to earn a living.
Hey, yep. Well, got to do that to earn that money to fish.
There you go. I don't get paid to sit around and pontificate. So it's good to hear fish are biting, even though I can't do it.
Yeah, yesterday was a little slow for me, but, you know, that water temperature, when I left the boat ramp, I turned my depth finder on because it was sitting in the water about 45 minutes from, you know, clients got there. And so I figured it was enough time for it to really, you know, show a correct reading. But it was showing 56.7 degrees. And I was like, what? I mean, because just the other day it was like 64, 65. And just before that it was 68, 69. You know, I did get up to 63 in the river once that incoming tide was coming in. But, I mean, that water temperature has dropped immensely, you know, because all that wind and those cool nights.
Yeah, it was pretty cold going out and getting the truck at 6 o'clock in the morning to head south. I'm driving 180 miles a day.
Wow. I know. You told me you didn't want to stay down there in the hotel, so.
Well, they doubled. You know, they went from $63 for a medium quality hotel to $110, and we're in the middle of bike week, so it hasn't changed.
Yep.
I'm anxious to get home. They keep sending give me money, so I may be fishing in the summer again.
Well, as long as they're willing to give you money, that's good.
Yeah, well, we bought a house, and I was all excited because I got a garage, and my stupid boat won't even fit in it.
Oh, man.
Dang it.
You got to put a catty corner.
I got a technical question for you guys.
Okay.
I have my depth finder is probably 3 years old, and the last time I took it out, the readout was turn it into snow, and then it started, then it'd be okay, mostly at high speeds. The charting and all that stuff worked perfectly. Any thoughts?
If it looks like snow, it sounds like motor noise.
Well, it's never happened before, ever.
Huh.
You know, it completely disappears. I mean, the screen just breaks up and goes away like the bad digital feed or something.
And is that when you're slow, you mean, or going fast, or just any time?
Both.
Mostly
fast, but some slow. Didn't seem to matter.
Have you done anything else besides, let's see, you put a stealth charger on there, though, right?
Yeah, I rewired the whole boat.
But other
than everything in the boat's been rewired.
Okay, so you might be getting some motor noise fed back. Have you got that on a separate breaker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not only that, it just started. The boat's been rewired for a couple months, so it's
weird. Yeah,
hope I don't have to go buy a depth finder.
Yeah, that's kind of weird for it to just all of a sudden start like that. Have you got what? I don't know what depth finder you've got, but you know they got updates on those that you can download on a card on a computer and stick in it. Is that? Do you have one like that?
No, mine downloads off my phone, so it's automatic. It's a Hummingbird.
Oh, huh. The whenever it does the screen like that, that's usually motor noise, and a lot of times people will put like a radio, being that they don't draw a lot of power, sometimes people will put like a AM/FM radio and, you know, hook it up on the same breaker. That's when you get the noise on it too, the electronic noise. And I've even had people talk about putting what's those little things they put in the car sometimes to keep I can't think of it,
a capacitor.
But anyway, so it breaks the noise from going into the, you know, into the depth finder, and I've seen where people's done that before. You want to hold on, Bill?
Sure. I'm going to lose you here. I'm an international call Parkway, but we'll try it.
Okay, I'll put you on hold. We'll see if you're there when I come back.
From the DivorceMenOnly.com studios, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB, Talk Radio. Kenny Lay and Associates, DivorceMenOnly.com.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. California authorities and a relative of one of three women killed after devoting their lives to helping traumatized veterans say the gunman was a patient who had been kicked out of their program. The gunman, identified as Afghanistan veteran Albert Wong, was found dead Friday evening by authorities at the veterans' home of California, Yountville, after a standoff. Soon after, Florida Governor Rick Scott signed a school safety bill that puts new restrictions on guns, the NRA filed a federal lawsuit to block it. 3 weeks of pressure from relatives and students killed in the February 14th Parkland, Florida school shooting provided momentum for the legislation. The governor says the bill balances individual rights with the need for public safety. An Israeli government decision will decide the fate of hundreds of Ethiopian families who hope to be reunited. Ethiopians in Israel say the bitter public feud to see their relatives again has exacerbated a feeling.
Every day is Black Friday when you shop at one of the three Black Friday outlet stores in Jacksonville. Black Friday Outlet can save you on high quality furniture and bedding at clearance prices. Sofas as low as $249, mattresses from $149, couches like sofa recliners from $349, five-piece bedroom suits starting at $699. How do they do it? Black Friday Outlet searches for clearance sales on brand new furniture, and 60 to 70% off savings is not unusual. Mention this commercial and get an extra 10% off. Delivery available, 90 days same as cash. The calendar always says Black Friday at the three Black Friday Outlet stores in Jacksonville. 1187 Lane Avenue South, just south of Normandy. 5042 West Beaver Street at Edgewood. And at Sam's Furniture Store, 1308 Dunn Avenue. Join them on Facebook at Black Friday Furniture Warehouse.
To ensure your vehicle's maintenance and repairs are done properly and at a fair price, call Stewart Automotive Repair. This family-owned operation is an official Napa Auto Care Center with ASC-certified mechanics that have the know-how to diagnose and repair almost any foreign or domestic vehicle that comes their way. Stewart Automotive Repair. Great people, great service. Located behind the Kangaroo Store at Beach and Hodges. Call 992-6868. Online at stewardautomotiverepair.com. That's stewardautomotiverepair.com.
Any time is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
Hi, this is Nick Simonek. Join us for It's Your Money. Every Monday between 2 and 3, you'll learn about taxes, personal, business, ministry taxes. You'll learn about the deductions. Do you have goals for retirement but no plan to reach them? Tune in and we'll help you walk through that. Do you have a bunch of student loans or overwhelming medical bills? We'll show you how to get out of debt. Remember, listen to It's Your Money at 2 p.m. on Mondays here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. The Answer.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Hey, there's a special event going on at the Hart Bridge. Watch out for that. Also, there's a crash at 295 North at the exit to Pritchard Road, blocking that left shoulder. Gonna be a sunny Saturday. High today, 74. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 56. And for Sunday, partly sunny. Highs near 80. A little bit of rain Sunday night and Monday. Currently 49. WBOB, AM 600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We've got Bill on here. Let's see if he's still on there. You still there, Bill?
Heck yeah, man. You're like my magic carpet ride to the real world of fishing. And I wouldn't hang up.
Well, I didn't know if we'd lose you or nothing, something since you're on the road there. But anyway, You know, I would check to see if there's anything else on that breaker or whatever first before you go buying another depth finder. You know, I mean, it could be your depth finder, but and you've got a Hummingbird, you said?
Yeah, and I thought about sending it back. First, I'm going to call them.
Yeah.
You know, I'll mess around with it, check the wiring, and then I'm going to call them and say, hey, what's up? Now, I will say that I bought it as a rebuilt depth finder. I saved $250 on it. It only cost me $400. It's worked flawlessly, but it is a rebuild, so I have no idea what's wrong.
They may have to rebuild it again.
Yeah, they may. That's way past warranty, so
yep.
Have to buy a bigger and better one. I'm not sure.
Well, a lot of times, you know, people don't realize any kind of electronics, of course, has an hour life to it. You know, so many hours. It's every electronic has that. Your TVs, everything has that. Mm-hmm. So you know, but I mean, you don't fish that much, you know, to have that thing, you know, be extremely, you know, old hour wise. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of mean, Vic, that you said that.
Well, you just need to get your priorities straight and fish more.
Yeah.
No, I think your priorities. I think your priorities are straight since you're, you know, making money, working and making money.
Yeah, I need to. All right, well, I'm going to give that a try and thought maybe you'd have a surefire magical solution.
Yeah, I would definitely.
I sure do appreciate your show.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and tuning us in when you can, Bill. And it's a pleasure to see you at the boat ramp when I do. And, you know, let me know when you get back up here where you're going to have a little fishing time. And, but anyway, it's, I would check the wiring first before I'd go through all that because it might be something real simple. I mean, that just sounds like when the screen does that, it just sounds like, you know, electrical noise coming through there somehow.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Vic. I'll see you later.
All right, Bill. Be careful. And, you know, I know somebody had a problem like that one time where they had their live well on the same breaker. And what would happen when the live well would kick on, he would get that, you know, I always called it motor noise because if you look at your depth finders, a lot of times if you've got them mounted too close, now mine doesn't do that on this boat, but if you got it mounted too close to the motor, when you crank your motor, you'll see that little snowy, you know, in there, and it's a lot clearer when you got the motor turned off. So, you know, it all depends.
Well, you remember in the old days.
Yeah.
Brian won't remember this, but back in the day when we used to put our own stereos in our trucks,
yeah.
And you get that whine when the motor kicked up because I guess you're on that main power line, you know, when you went straight to the battery. That's what it sounds like to me is it's getting some kind of bleed.
Yeah. And there's a little thing that you could get and put in there to keep it from doing that. Especially when you put those, you know, I mean, I had in my Ford Torino, I had four speakers and I forget how many 1,000-watt booster or something.
Right.
I mean, I could vibrate the, you know, back in the younger days, I could vibrate the whole trunk lid like you hear them coming down the road now. But, you know, I got, when I first hooked it up, I had noise in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought one of those little things and you just take the wires and you just splice it in between the wires and that cut it out. I forget what they call those, but anyway, it's been so long ago. I don't have no idea now, but, I would think, you know, it might be something like that, something, you know, easier to fix than sending it back. But then again, you know, you send it back if, you know, it should be coming back right to you. A lot of times you send those depth finders back. A lot of times people don't realize, but you send those depth finders back.
What us ham operators use at the house for like computer noise and things, get these things called toroids. They're little round iron-filled cores, and you wrap a few wires around, takes the noise away. So you might want to try that. People use it with stereos, too. So,
Yeah, and it's called what?
A toroid.
Toroid.
Yeah, they're little round, like little donuts.
No.
Come in various sizes.
No, I'll be doing. Thanks. Appreciate that. Let's get Ted on here. Good morning, Ted.
How y'all doing this morning?
Good morning.
Doing good.
Hey, great. How you doing, Brian?
Good. Good morning, Mr. Ted.
I'm great. Vic, we're going to go try out taking my granddaughter out to and my son to try to see if we can catch some of those whiting that Chris was telling me about.
Oh, okay. You going out in the boat, or you going surf fishing, or what?
I'm going surf. That's where he was catching them from the bank. So
yeah.
Well, I'll take the boat next time. Me and Chris are going to boat out soon because his is broke.
Well, surf fishing is a whole lot easier sometimes because when you come back, you don't spend an hour and a half cleaning up the boat.
That's a fact. A lot of times, I go surf fishing. I just throw it out there and don't even know I got a bite or nothing. About a couple beers later, come and check it, and I got a whiting on there.
Could have caught more if you checked it earlier.
Yeah, checked it earlier.
I was hoping to catch some of them whiting. He said a guy caught 120 of them the other day. About 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Aaron posted a picture.
I seen a post going around with a bag of whiting, a big bag of whiting.
Yeah, and I know they've been catching them off Nassau Sound Bridge over there, too. And I hear there's a couple pompano been in the surf.
Cool. All right.
So, where are you heading to, Ted?
Canada Park.
Oh, okay.
Stop by B&M. I got him a bunch of coffee cups or coffee cans for the fiddlers whenever anybody wants to get some.
Yeah, there you go.
Full bag.
Uh-oh. I think we just lost you. You're breaking in and out, Ted, so I guess we lost you. But anyway.
I want to check out. I'm going to send my gauges off to this guy. Leon has found a guy that can take your gauges, you know, the bug spray and the sunscreen that spray on stuff that your clients use. I don't know if you ever notice if it gets on your gauges.
Oh, yeah.
Well, mine have gotten pretty bad.
It'll get on your depth finder.
Yeah, so this guy takes them and cleans them.
When it gets on your boat, turn orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it gets on your seats, your vinyl turns orange, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Leon was showing me this thing where this guy takes them and polishes them again. They look brand new again. So, I mean, have you ever priced out those gauges?
Yeah, they're expensive. I think Captain Mike Darvo talked about it one time about him either doing it himself, because them gauges are expensive. Yeah.
Well, I know you can probably start with a really, really fine
piece of wet sand. Yeah.
I don't want to try it.
No, heck no.
But Mike's just started, too. He's going to be doing services on
I
saw that post
Yamaha Motors and stuff, so wow. he's getting started doing that. He's been working with Yamaha,
nice,
and so anyway, he's going to be starting to do that. So if anybody's interested in having somebody come to your house and do a service, he's going to do that.
It's a great way to do it. That's the way I do it now. It's nothing like it coming to you.
You're right. Yeah.
Let's see here. Okay. Today, forgot about doing this. South winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming east-southeast 10 knots during the afternoon. Seas 2 to 4 feet at 13 seconds. Inland waters becoming a light chop. And tomorrow, south-southwest winds around 5 knots, becoming southeast 10 knots in the afternoon. Seas 2 to 3 feet, 13 seconds. And then Monday, west-northwest winds increasing to 15 to 20 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet. Tuesday, north-northwest winds 10 to 15. So it doesn't look like it's going to stay up very, real high. So that's a good thing. So I know we got another cold front coming in. That back door, that cold front's going to do it.
This is just like last year.
I know, back to back. It just seems like it won't stop here. And so today you have a low tide at 9:15 at Mayport, and it's a 0.7. And then you have a high tide at 3:15 p.m., and it's a 3.7. And so yesterday it was hardly any current in the river.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because these tides were so high and everything. So high low tide, but I don't really like the high low tides because, I like those normal low tides or even the minus ones myself. But we're not going to get back down in the lower tides until around Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. So, and then around Friday, we start getting into the minus tides again, Friday of next week.
Now,
so,
you're talking about this upcoming week?
Yeah.
So Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll get back?
Right, because we're getting close to the full moon. I mean, the new moon again.
Right.
New moon, the new moon's on the 17th. So Taylor, if you can hold on, we'll get you on when we get back. We'll be right back.
The soothing sounds of the carefree life of coastal birds. You too can have a worry-free life by letting Frontline Insurance navigate your path to stress-free home ownership. At Frontline, we've been there for Floridians when the seas were more than a little choppy. Nearly 90% of Frontline's policyholders were paid within 3 weeks of having the damage to their home inspected after Hurricane Irma. Let Frontline Insurance be your lifeline to security and peace of mind. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600. Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the wizard of the waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And
the wizard.
I guess we're going to have to get Taylor on here.
Who?
Taylor.
What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, doing pretty good. I heard Chip Wingo talk about those gauges, and then I was like, what gauges did he talk about? So I looked them up, and there's the clear plastic gauges, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're digital.
What's that?
Those are easy to fix. I can fix them for you. I've seen a bunch of headlights, and I've been detailing for a long time, but what got me afraid a long time ago and never did it was whenever you sand it, it makes it cloudy. So you're like, oh, shit, you think you messed it up, but those are just sand scratches. So then
what? Watch your language, Taylor. Taylor.
Shoot.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Watch your language. Going to have to cut you off here.
Yeah, sorry. So whenever it clouds up, you just take the compound, the grit, you know, cleans it. But a long time ago, they didn't come out with these buffers that you can go down to like a 1 inch. Because that's what's hard about it. Because imagine taking an eight inch buffer to your lens.
Oh yeah.
But now they got these little buffing pads. You can go all the way down to 1 inch.
Well, I'll slap some flits on there and polish it out myself then.
So So you're talking.
Yeah, but the place won't. It's not strong enough to give it enough pressure, though. You'll ruin it, and that's too aggressive.
Flitz is too aggressive when it takes off. Yes. Oxidation.
Oh yeah, but that's for like clear coat. Clear coat's a lot thicker, but the plastics. You won't be able to get it out of the machine polish it. You have to machine polish it.
I know the plastics is different than glass. So
I'm talking about the Flitz ball with the Flitz high speed buffer.
Oh yeah, that won't work. Then you don't have enough. Cutting power for it. You got to use a wool pad to cut it first, and then after that, then you go to the foam pad.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
I can do it for you. It's real easy. I got the buffer. I got a 3-inch buffer. It was like $200.
Gotcha.
And then it's real easy to do. I got all the compound.
Right on.
Taken care of.
Yeah, I need to do my whole helm too. I got to get all that stuff detailed out. So
I forgot. I was talking about my boat the last time I was on. So my buddy called me up. He's like, "I got some good news and bad news." I said, "Well, what's the bad news?" He's like, "Oh, I got my boat in." Have y'all seen that Sun Dolphin boat?
No.
It's a 12-foot plastic boat, but that thing's like a beast. But when you look online, the picture's a lot smaller, but his boat's a lot bigger. But originally, he was going to sell me the canoe without the trailer. So then when he got the boat in the mail, he's like, "Oh, man, I'm going to have to replace the trailer." So I got to wait a couple more weeks on my boat.
So you are getting it, though.
Yeah, but the good thing is I was going to go buy a new trailer. Then I had to buy his boat for $500 and then pay for parking. It would have cost me $14. So now it's only costing me $700, and all I got to do is put my motor on.
Oh, okay.
What size motor?
9.9. My buddy's got a 15.4 Ganoo Classic.
Gotcha.
And he wanted something really wider, so he got this 12-foot Sun Dolphin boat. It's a plastic boat, kind of like those Bass Pro boats. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
It's a little bit wider, but that thing's a really nice boat. They're about $2,000 brand new.
Gotcha.
It's got live wells in the back and the swivel seats, everything.
I'm surprised you didn't get that round boat. Those things are actually pretty.
I had a chance to get one of those for like $600, but I didn't have nowhere to put it in. My buddy had a pond. I told him about that.
Put it in the intercoastal.
Yeah, but now that they're like $1,500 brand new.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I had a Ganoo for a while that I built out.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
That thing was pretty sweet. Yeah, but it was the, what was it called, the Low Tide 25 or...
Yeah, LT25. Yeah.
And I tricked it out. I mean, it was Adam from All Aluminum Concepts built. Oh, that boat was ridiculous. I had a guy stop me on the road and ask me if I'd sell it to him, and I sold it to him.
Really?
Just got it all done, started fishing it.
Every time I go over to Adam's shop, he's like, "Every time I want you to wash my truck when I get over there." And I cleaned his wheels with this new stuff I got. So I'm going to get him to build me a custom trolling motor mount on my boat. Maybe a grab rail. I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe
grab rail.
Or not a grab rail, that little thing that goes in the front, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. For when you're standing up running it.
Yeah, I might put that in. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he built mine out, had a grab rail on it that went down and surrounded a Yeti cooler with rod holders on it, built me a platform, built my polling platform. Built a little hinge to cover up the back area so the tank and the battery was hidden. I mean, it was sweet when it was done. I started brand new. That one took me a year to build.
Wow.
That's cool. Yeah, well, you got to give me a call after the show, and I'll come over and look at your boat or whenever, and I'll order those buffing pads.
Gotcha.
I'll let you do it if you're afraid of me doing it.
I'm not afraid of anything. you can pay the $1,000 for the set of gauges. That's fine.
If you mess them up, you have
insurance, don't you?
Yeah, I got $1 million insurance.
That's just liability. You got to have.
Yeah, no problem. You can call Craig Van Brocklin. He wrote my policy.
Yeah, he writes my policies too. So,
but back in the day, you know. I couldn't afford insurance. It's like $1,500, and then I talked to Craig. And he's like, "Oh, it's not that much money. People just don't want to make more money because they don't want to write the policy." So he's like, "Let me write the policy for you."
Yeah,
so
that's
like, okay.
Well, the problem when people say they can't afford insurance, you can't afford not to have it.
Yeah, right?
No, I know,
that's
but
correct.
I'm saying like back then they wanted like $600-$700 down payment, and he said that they don't. Some of these big people don't want to write the insurance policy if it's a little bit of money. So he said, "Let me write it for you." So he came back. He's like, "Oh, yeah, I can do $800 for the whole year, like $100 down or something."
Yeah.
It was super cheap.
That's the people we always tell to go call. You know,
a lot of other people, like when I first started out, you know, when I tried to get insurance, they were like, oh, yeah, it's going to be like $1,500 for the year and $600 down. And I'm like, what? That's crazy.
A crazy happy guy this week, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He won that division again. I asked him, I said, yeah. Is it uncomfortable? And he said, what? And I said, that golden horseshoe.
Yeah. he won the kayak division, El Cheapo.
Yep. All right, well, I guess I got more than 30 seconds today.
Yeah, you did, Taylor.
And cut.
All right, talk there.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to have to put a delay on Taylor.
Yeah, I know.
Beep. Beep.
Have to cut him out at times, you know. But, yeah, talking about the El Cheapo like that, it's pretty neat that Craig come in first place in the kayak division. I think Jeff Altman was second, if I remember right.
Yeah, they're cousins, aren't they?
And I think they're cousins or something like that. Yeah. And matter of fact, I'm pulling it up here now to tell everybody, you know, about what happened with it. But my boat come in is me and Mike and Billy came in at 65th place. Needless to say, we weren't in the money, you know, but
last year I think we didn't catch one sheephead. We hammered the redfish all day long, though.
That sounds like Mike and I think the first year we fished it, we actually went to a place out there, a little hump out there at the South Jetties. And I was out there with customers and catching some big, you know, sheephead right on up to the tournament. So Mike and I, we came in, did the show, went to his house and launched his boat because, you know, he launches over in that that special boat ramp over there, neighborhood boat ramp. So we got out there, and sure enough, we got on the spot. Nobody sitting there. I was like, man, this is pretty neat. And we caught redfish after redfish after redfish. I mean, it would have been a great charter. Had some keeper reds, had some oversized reds. We caught one legal drum. I say one legal drum. I mean, one keeper drum. I don't like to keep the giant ones, but... You know, but we caught one about 7-8 pounds. But we did not catch a single sheephead that day. Mm. And I think we had 20, it was either 26 or 27 reds in one drum.
Wow.
You know, and I mean, it's, you know, we first get there, we put out four poles. Shortly after, you know, we had to bring two poles. All you could do, every time you drop down, you get a fish on. You know, I mean, it was like, so we could only, you know, hold our pole, you know, not right. Having a pole holder, you know. But let's get Trina on. Morning. Good morning, Trina.
Hey. Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing good. Doing good. Inside good. Where it's warm.
Yeah.
It wasn't warm on the water yesterday, so we're inside where it's warm today.
No, it's chilly a little bit this morning. I just walked out.
Uh-oh.
Look at the sun. Oh.
That music.
Break time.
Music's coming on. Didn't realize it was that quick, but Taylor took up a lot of time. Anyway,
well, Taylor does.
I can put you on hold if you got time to hold, and then want to talk about the spot tournament, is that right?
And the wrap up of the El Cheapo, yeah.
Okay, all right, and I'll put you on hold. When we come back, we'll get you back on here, and we'll cover all that.
Thank you.
All righty, and 222-8255 is the number to call us, and we'll be back after this.